Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
Chaz and AJ News.
All right. Wow, got a country angry at us.
Oh, again?
But you know what? They've always not liked us.
They have never been good friends with us.
Never once has Iran said, you know, that America, not so bad.
They're all right.
Never.
Never.
Yeah. So they're mad at us again. What did we do this time?
Right. You're tired of shaking their fists all the time.
Yeah. Well, they sent this militia over to attack our embassy in Baghdad.
Right.
And so we retaliated by, you know, sending over one of our bombs.
Exactly, right.
And killing one of their generals.
Whoopsie. That's what knocked the door first. Who hit it?
Bomb. Right. The smart bomb. I love the smart bomb.
Right.
Remember that? The very first time we saw them, they would fly in a window.
Yeah.
In a window.
And they put a camera on it.
Or a vent pipe for a bunker. You'd see it go.
Exactly.
Down the pipe.
Yep.
And then you would just see the ground go ripple.
It's the most awesome thing
ever. That had to be the worst to be down there. It's like, hey, did you just hear some?
Right. It's like, raid!
Yeah.
Kills terrorists dead.
Here's the, you know, I don't know. If I run a country like Iran and I see someone like Trump running America, I'm going to lay low.
Yeah. Keep him out for a while.
Yeah. Let's get on the internet and try to get a Democrat in there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's be stealthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not be all like, death to America and burning up embassies and flipping over cars.
Burning flags and stuff like that.
Let's lay low.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens in November. And then we'll regroup.
Idea. Let's raise our fists and light things on fire and invade an embassy.
We just did that last week.
Who thought that was a good idea? Probably the general who's in pieces right now.
Right. Yeah. Looking back, not a good decision. No.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yep. I think it's usually very few people making many decisions.
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen this so many times. These leaders go bananas and they shake their fists and they create all this havoc and then they're dead.
Yep. I mean, the general's name was General KB for Kaboom.
Yeah.
Kaboom.
Yeah, how do you pronounce that general's name?
Oh, I have no idea. Just say alphabet.
Yeah.
Just give him a nickname like Sparky.
General Qasem Soleimani.
Oh, I never questioned Salami.
I don't think it's Salami.
I'm going to question
I don't think it's Salami, but that's as close as I'm going to get
to
it.
It's a hemi salami.
This guy was no friend of United States troops.
No.
He's wreaked a lot of havoc and killed a lot of American forces.
Exactly.
And he's not been a friend of ours, so.
Yes. They call him Sadiq.
No tears being shed here in America.
They call him Sadiq. First name, Hisach.
And then, you know, Iran's like, oh, you know, consequences.
Kaboom.
You know?
It's consequences.
Right now, you should be like, okay, my bad. The embassy thing. All right, we're going to.
Yeah.
No problem.
We're going to fire our five planes and our one battleship.
Right.
He's gone. All good over here. Now.
All right, we're good.
We got it.
No problem.
Yep. Message received.
Got it. Loud and clear, actually.
Next time, send it to
actually, my ears are still ringing from the explosion.
I see your lips moving.
Yeah.
Right. Next time, please send a text.
Right. My response would be, okay. Got it.
I see your point, sir.
I think they said something like, that's 1 foot over the red line.
Oh, yeah. Also, some biparts.
No, I'm sorry. I think you got that one wrong. That's one giant bomb into your country.
Right.
That's not 1 foot over the red line.
It was 1 foot, but it flew over from the general. That's all the pieces was left.
Yeah.
One boot. Foot. A little smoke.
They also got some other guy who was not a good friend of American forces. So.
Oh, see? Mm. See? Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Right. Do you hear the airplane, though, like when you're in this, wherever this guy was, right? He's at an airport or some crap.
Playing cards.
And like, do you hear something? Like, is there any warning? So they're like, hey, is that, you know, that doesn't sound like one of ours.
Yeah.
That plane. That actually sounds, or are you like, hey, did we get a new plane? Wow, that looks, wait a minute.
No, it's like, well, who is whistling?
Right.
Okay, who's whistling? Someone making tea?
Right.
It's ready.
I hear the teapot boiling. Boom.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, what am I doing here? Right. Why is there all this fire? And there's a guy with a pitchfork.
I think I know that guy. Is it Halloween by chance? I hope.
Hey, we all want to get along, but you know, don't be burning up our embassies.
Exactly, right. Play nice, we play nice.
Let's play nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not going to go tit for tat with Trump.
No.
You know, people who like him and people who don't like him all agree.
Not a good idea.
Don't piss him off.
Not a good idea. He'll just cut your
really?
Check. Oh, sorry about the bombing. Here you go. Cut your check. Oops, my bad. Cut a check.
Yeah.
Cut the check.
Again, let's lay low till November.
Yeah, good idea.
Didn't he do something? Where did he drop it? Was it Afghanistan? He dropped a Moab?
Something like that.
He just got elected or something. He's like, eh, let's let the world know. I'm not afraid to use these things.
Exactly.
Take some Moab to a side of a mountain. Yeah. Moab stands for mother of all bombs.
I think he first said.
What do we got in the arsenal? Oh, well, we got this, and the what is that Moab? Oh, that's the one.
Yes, I think he said.
We want the mother of all bombs.
I think he said, what does this button do?
It splinters trees for miles.
It does.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty just like, wow, there's a tooth. Wow. Was there a toothpick factory here at one time?
It's like being Tony Stark in the beginning of the Iron Man.
No, this is the guy who will just. Yeah. You know what? You're annoying me. You know how like you get a mosquito on your arm and you go.
Yep. Exactly.
Count on it.
Exactly.
Count on it.
He'll send fireworks displays to your house.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sports powered by Blasius Chevrolet in Waterbury. Joe Linta, what do you think about the Cowboys firing of Jason Garrett?
Good morning. I look like an idiot because I thought for sure they were going to make a move and go forward, but the incompetence in the front office and coaching, just had too much for him to get to the playoffs.
Are you on a? I'm sorry, Joe. Are you on a speakerphone?
How's that?
Better.
Much better.
Okay. Sorry about that.
So the Cowboys.
Phil normally handles
he
that.
He sounded fine when I called him.
All right.
Yeah. No, much better.
Yes.
So who do you think they're going to put in that spot?
He said he's going to look for an NFL coach. There's a lot of rumors that Urban Meyer was going to go down there, but this guy, Jerry Jones, beats his own drummer, and you really don't know what he's going to do and what he's thinking. The fact that he waited 3 or 4 days to do anything with Jason. Jason Garrett's a really nice guy. I know him a little bit. He's a really good guy, and it's just too bad what's happened to him down there. But I really thought with their talent they would make it, but it's a tough deal. So, you never know with Jerry Jones what's going to happen. I think he's going to go with somebody in the NFL. College coaches have not had a great track record going into the NFL from college, but right now I would expect somebody in the NFL, existing NFL, maybe one of the coordinators that makes it to the Super Bowl.
Do you have any of your guys on the Cowboys?
No, not right now. No, we have a bunch of guys on Baltimore, different teams, but not any there right now.
How do you think the playoffs are going to shake out?
I was a big Cowboys fan, but the Eagles managed to hold serve there and win the division. I think that game tomorrow with the Eagles and the Seahawks is going to be very interesting. The Eagles are really, really banged up right now, but Carson Wentz is playing well. That's, that could be the upset special of the weekend, even though the Seahawks are favored, not by much. But that could be the upset of the weekend, the Eagles beating the Seahawks. I'm still a Pats fan. I'm going to probably go down in flames with that one, too. But until they show that they're not the team, I'm going to stick with them in the playoffs. Tomorrow night's a big game for them. Brady not getting any younger, and the Titans coming in. The Titans changed quarterbacks during the middle of the year. They got rid of Marcus Mariota, who was a very high draft pick. And they replaced him with Tannehill, and they've done very well since. Vrabel's the head coach of Titans, former Pat, so that's why they put that game in prime time tomorrow night.
Baltimore, they're the team to stop, right?
Yeah, until somebody stops them. I mean, if you told me a year ago that Lamar Jackson was going to do what he did, I would have said no way. But
why is that?
Been amazing.
How did?
I didn't think he was a thrower in the NFL. I mean, obviously, I had skin in the game because they they moved Joe Flacco out of there. But just objectively looking at it from a football perspective, when you watch the kids' college tape, you just didn't see a real accomplished passer and thrower. But the guy that's the offensive coordinator down there, Mark Roman, has done a really good job utilizing his talents. We got a couple of guys starting on the Ravens right now, so I still love the Ravens, obviously. But he's done a great job. The offensive coordinator really gets all the credit down there for turning
really,
that kid into.
Is it him or is it when the quarterback is pushed out of his, you know, like it seems like they have a play.
His comfort zone.
And he gets great when the play falls apart and he has to improvise.
He does, but if you notice during the year, if you watch, he's still done the basic quarterback type things, like, you know, go back in the pocket, throw the ball. He's done good things there. His forte, as you say, is what he's done, and he's been great at that. But I think the coordinator and John Harbaugh, who's a great coach, have done a really good job with him, teaching him in a way that he understands, they understand, everybody's on the same page. And the players down there love him. I got a couple of guys starting on that team, and they love the kid. They think he's a humble guy. Keeps his mouth shut, does everything the right way. So, you know, all the credit to those guys. They're going to be tough to beat, but, you know, I'm going to stick with Belichick and the Pats until they show me that they're too old or they can't do it.
49ers?
They're tough. They're the defensive coordinator out there has done a great job, and Kyle Shanahan's done a great job assembling talent. You know, now that my Cowboys are out in my prediction, I would have to go with the 49ers. They're a really exciting team to watch. We have a guy on that team, Kyle Juszczyk, who's the Pro Bowl fullback. We love him. He's a Harvard kid. So I expect them to do well in the playoffs. I think the Saints, you know, prevail tomorrow over the Vikings. I would stick with the Eagles over the Seahawks, and I think the Bills-Texans game is going to be interesting, too, because the Bills have this kid, Josh Allen. They drafted pick number 7. Big coming-out game for him to go down to Houston and play them.
Green Bay?
Green Bay's they're in a bye situation, so they'll play the higher of the remaining seeds in the games. And playing at Green Bay, you know, these home field advantages are big. You know, like, Pats are going to be at a big advantage tomorrow night. So home field's a lot in the playoffs. It really is. And San Francisco and Baltimore will have home field throughout.
All right. So you think in the Super Bowl, Pats?
Today.
Today, right. Yeah. Well, asterisk next
today.
Time.
Yeah.
Right. Today.
Patriots, San Francisco, as of today.
All right. We'll check tomorrow.
Oh, well, yeah, the wind's going to change tomorrow. You know that.
Right.
I just think, like I said, the Patriots, until they prove that it's time for them to exit the stage, I just stick with them. Because when the lights are on, I think they're going to come together. I know I might be wrong, but I just love Brady's focus and just talking, listening to him talk yesterday. It's like, hey, I don't care about all the noise. Could be my last game. My contract's up. He's just laser focused.
Do you think it is? Do you think he is at the end? Or do you think he does another season?
I think he wants to keep playing. I'm sure that he wants to keep playing. I know that he wants to keep playing, but, you know, do the Patriots want? It's hard to believe that you would have to be making this comment that do the Patriots want him. But, you know, everybody's time to move on. Like Baltimore, who would have thought 3 years ago Joe Flacco would be, you know, thrown out with the baby in the bathwater, but he was.
Right.
And Eli's in the same boat, you know, in New York. I mean, you know, everybody loved Eli, and now he's in a quandary of, do I stay? Do I try to keep playing? It's not going to be with the Giants. You know, so it's a tough deal when those guys get older. It really is.
You would think if they win that he could go off in the sunset right there. But if they lose, that drive that Brady has with, like, does he want to come back for one more?
Right.
But then would the Patriots want that? Because they think this would be the perfect time to start to rebuild the same time.
Well, that's a good question. Do you think it's better? What are the chances of him staying if he wins versus if he loses? In other words, if he wins the Super Bowl, better chance of him staying?
I think he'd go.
I think he'd leave. Yeah, leave on top.
I think it's really as hard as it is to say this. I think it's the Patriots' call to some extent. Do they want him back? It's hard to believe that you'd be saying it, but I really believe that Kraft and Bill have to make a decision. It's like, okay, we love the guy, obviously, but, you know, is it time to move on? And do we move on with a high draft pick rookie? I mean, they picked a kid in the fourth round last year that, you know, the jury's still out on him. I don't know if they're ready to hand him the keys to the store yet. You know, so they really need, you know, to keep Palm another year or so at least, and then try to find a transitional guy that they know can go and play as opposed to somebody they think can go and play.
Hmm.
It's like the Brett Favre move where you're like, we have to push away. We have to move out. We need an Aaron Rodgers. We need something new. We got to see if we can get that or not. But
yeah,
you're right. And the thing with Eli is this, is in this world we live in now in the NFL, it's about speed, dynamic players. That's why you see the guys in the Pro Bowl, like Russell Wilson, 5'10 and a half, Deshaun Watson, 6'1", 6'2", Lamar Jackson, barely over 6 feet. But these guys are athletes, they're dynamic, they're explosive. And these stand in the pocket guys like Eli, Joe, Flacco, Tom Brady, etc. They're kind of dying on the vine when 5-10 years ago, that was all there was.
Because now you don't need to just be tall enough to see over your offensive line. You need to be able to run around and be athletic because the whole defense is so athletic. It used to be 4 or 5 guys could chase you. That whole defense can chase you now. So you need to be able to get away from that.
10 years ago, people would have laughed to think of drafting Russell Wilson at 5'10 and a half.
Think about how crazy it was when Doug Flutie, everyone's like, oh my gosh, how could he play? He's tiny, but now he would just be the size of everyone. You know what I mean? But he couldn't run like that, but it wouldn't have been thought of as a thing now. Back then, he was a special thing.
Seeing a kid with his dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. He brought his son to work.
What?
All right, Joe, thanks.
Never caught on with Doug Flutie. Thanks, guys.
Hey, we might check in with you Monday just to get your take on what happened.
I'll be around. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, brother. Sounds Joe good. Linta, NFL agent.
Chaz and AJ News.
Uber Debbie.
Boom.
Uber Debbie.
Uber Debbie.
From Waterbury. Mm-hmm. Became very popular on the internet. How did that happen, Debbie?
I met up with Dave over the summertime doing an Uber ride. And actually, I met him at a pizza place in East Haven, John and Marie's.
Dave from Barstool Sports.
Oh, like a Billy Joel song. They met there.
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
And it was kind of odd when I pulled up. He was standing out there, him and the cameraman, Frankie, with a pizza in his hand, a suitcase, and a camera. So I pull up. I get out, you know, help him with the luggage. And I get back in the car and I put the app on to see where I'm going. And I'm going to Ernie's Pizza on Wheelie Avenue.
So more pizza, yeah. Suspicious.
Yeah, it was kind of odd.
Yes. You know, like, where do you have pizza?
Pizza in your hand.
Right.
Yeah, that seems weird.
Yeah, or a pig.
A piece of pizza in your hand, now you're going to another pizza place.
Or you're a hog, yes.
Right. So I said, why are you going to another pizza place? He said, you don't know me? I said, no, I don't.
Yeah, sorry.
No,
you don't know me.
You don't know
me,
yeah. There's a guy in the back of the car.
He said, I do all the pizza reviews all over the world. I said, you do?
That's why it takes Uber, yes.
I was kind of like shocked, you know? So I was talking to him. I said, you ever do Menavini's? I said, Menavini's, is a good pizza. That's where I get my pie.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Where's that?
It's in East Haven, Main Street. And he says, no. He says, how far is it from here? I said, it's only about 3 miles. He says, okay. He says, I got to try this. You know, of course, he really bugged me about it, you know. He rerouted the whole route, and we went there.
You brought it up.
Right.
Yeah.
You kind of put that on yourself there.
Well, it is good pizza.
He had a plan
pizza.
Where he was going to go.
Yeah.
And then now
Ernie's has a good cheese pizza, so you got to try the Ernie's too. Then you should have had him go to Ernie's, then go to the other place.
Right.
Dropping the ball.
We went there. Then we went to Ernie's. We made a couple other roses.
Yeah.
Danbury. Yep. We went a couple places.
Wait, where did you go?
Roseland
Derby.
Yep. Heard good things.
And we went to, I believe we went to Mike's Pizza in West Haven, I believe.
Mike's?
That's not a good name for a pizza place.
No.
Mike's, no. You need a more authentic name. Did you have pizza too every time?
I didn't try no pizza. I could have had
That's
pizza.
A double negative. You had pizza?
I didn't have no pizza.
I didn't have no pizza.
So you had pizza.
I ain't got no doctor.
Yeah, he gave me all the pizzas at the end of the night. I had like 6 pies. Yeah.
He made it rain pizza on you at the end.
Yeah,
like sure as pizza.
Raining slices.
How did what did he give Minervini's?
He gave Minervini's a 7-1.
That's high.
You know.
It's right?
Earthquake.
It's good. You know what I mean? But it's not the best. In his eyes, it's not the best, but. Like I told him, Nate Menavini wasn't making the pizza that day.
Oh, you had excuses.
That doesn't count. It's got to be good every day.
I'm not saying that they're the best. okay, because there is a lot of good pizza places out there. There is a lot of good pizza.
It's not the best, but it's the best to you. It's what you think pizza is.
She's uber honest.
To me, in my town, I think it's the best, okay?
Gotcha.
So you're saying Minervini's pizza is the best pizza in East Haven?
For me.
For you.
See,
everybody's different.
That means nothing.
Everybody's different. You know what I mean? But I'm not saying there's bad pizza out here at all. You know what I mean? Because there is a lot of places. I'm sure of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
You should do their commercials.
You should.
Minervini's Pizza. It's the best if you're me.
Right.
It's the best for me.
Just say.
Now, there's lots of good pizza.
Just say, I like it.
For me.
Just say, I like it.
If you're me, try it.
But then again, you know, a cheese pizza to me is blasé. I like something on my pizza. Okay?
What do you like?
Yeah, you don't want to. You need a canvas. You know, a cheese pizza is just a canvas. You need to put art on there.
Nah, no, see, I think cheese is ground
anything,
zero.
Really, you know,
right.
Sausage,
Debbie.
Sausage and peppers, you know.
All right, but meat,
I don't want to get into your favorite toppings. All right, how many places did you go to with Dave?
That day, I went, I think, 5. And then he called me up.
All right, so Roseland, Mike, Minervini, where else did you go?
Ernie's and Mike's. And
and you picked them up from one place.
He just stayed in the car.
He had pizza.
No, but where you picked him up, he had a slice. Where was that?
Chuck E. Cheese?
That was at
Donald's.
What did you talk about? When I had a slice?
No. Remember when you picked
him
up?
When you picked him up, he had a suitcase, a camera guy, and a piece of pizza.
I picked him up at John and Maria's. Okay. Right.
Remember 13 years ago when the story started?
Very good.
I worked all night.
We have, thank you for coming on, but hold on 1 second. We have some clips from Debbie.
Now, I don't want you to burn yourself.
I'll try it.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen, Debbie. I told you. Oh, Debbie. Did you burn yourself?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, I am.
Then why'd you make that face?
Because I touched it. It's hot.
I think that's what they call a burn.
He kind of got you there, yeah.
It happened to my dad.
No.
Okay.
When
that
he was older. All right, go ahead.
That was the second time. That's like I was just trying to explain to you that just 3 days before Christmas, you know, he called me a month ago and he says, I'm coming back to Connecticut and I want you to take us around.
Oh, there's a sequel?
And,
right. Pizza 2.
And he met up in Waterbury and we did the Waterbury, Naugatuck, Oakville, and Watertown run.
And, it's known as the run. It's the old pizza run.
Eat that much pizza, you will have the runs.
Yeah. No, you won't. You'll bind it up.
I think all the oil. All the oil.
What places did he go to?
She doesn't know. She doesn't know.
He's asking me all the time. He said, you want a bite? You want a slice? You know what I mean? I said, no.
You meant the pizza, right?
At our last review, the last place we go, I'll do a review with you. And that's the scene that you just, where I burnt my mouth.
That was your tip,
Even though you said you didn't.
Right.
Yeah, well, I was trying to be brief, you know.
Right. Yeah, good job.
So I rated the pizza. I really didn't know what to shoot at. I shot a 7-1, but it was really lousy.
You're shooting a pizza.
It was a lousy pizza. It
wow.
So why'd you go 7-1?
Yeah, why wouldn't you go 5 or less?
I was under the camera. I got nervous. I don't know. I just said 7-1.
Camera envy, yes.
Yeah, you didn't want any trouble.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it was 7-1, you know, but it wasn't great at all. I mean, none of the pizza out there. Okay, but
you're not nervous that a stranger makes you go on a pizza quest, but someone asks you how your pizza is, you get nervous.
Right.
But you're saying there's no good pizza in Waterbury, Naugatuck?
The only good place was, I think, the first one. What was it, Sam? The first place that we went to. And I don't remember the name of it.
Do you remember where it was?
We weren't there.
Well, if you see the video, the first one.
Dominic and Pia's?
Yeah, I think that was it. Dominic and Pia's. You're right. It's that one.
Where is that? Is that near the palace?
Waterbury. I don't know.
It's in Waterbury in the center, West Main Street, I think.
Yeah.
That's about the best place.
Are you smoking right now?
I had the Pia there once.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Can we smoke in your Uber?
No, I don't. I mean, if they smoke, I let them smoke. You know what I mean?
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, you know, they'll smoke, but no, I don't smoke with them in the car.
How long have you been driving?
All night.
Driving. I've been a driver all my life. I was a bus driver for 23 years.
She came out in the womb driving.
Uber driving? It's going to be like 2 years.
What's worse? Driving a bunch of kids or driving drunks in an Uber?
I don't drive the drunks. I don't go out there.
You just say no. You look at them. You give them a breathalyzer. You throw them out.
Exactly. Sorry, you can't come in here.
I don't want nobody throwing up in my car.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear.
Well, then stop eating 80 pizzas while you drive around.
It smells like pizza in here.
You know, driving whoever. I've never had nobody, no problem.
Once again, double negative.
Yeah.
No, it's been very well, you know, but I haven't done Uber in a while. You know, the only time I've done Uber is really with Dave, you know.
Oh, so you're done. You're not an Uber driver anymore?
Not really.
She's a celebrity.
You know what I mean? I really don't do it because, you know, I got three jobs.
What else do you do?
I take care of a special needs girl, and I also watch an elderly man.
To the window,
does he know you're watching?
He has no clue.
To the window, or
I'm a PCA worker.
Oh, okay. Well, that's important stuff.
Big
What's
difference.
The third job?
And I deliver medication for Beacon Pharmacy.
Oh, see.
Every day, a couple of days, a couple times a week.
Right. And you're a pizza judge. That's your fourth job.
Exactly.
7.1. Yeah. Like you're a German judge on a figure skating thing.
Exactly.
I've never judged before, but I threw out a 7.1.
I was thinking diving. But yeah.
Right. If you don't like a pizza, you got to go 5 or less.
Exactly. Right.
She's not diving.
Yeah, no. Anything under like a 6 is bad.
Gotcha.
I mean, so.
Well, then.
No.
Why, if it's terrible, why not give it a 2?
5 is average, right?
Oh, he's just pizza zeros. I mean,
there you go. See,
you know what I mean?
He can do it. You can do it.
Five is the pizza that's forgettable. Like a year from now, I'll never remember having this slice of pizza.
Right? Yeah.
Anything that's good that you're like, ooh, I think I'd come back for this is above 5 or 6.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything that you take a couple bites, you're like, I could actually throw this out right now if I wasn't so hungry.
Right.
That's below a 5.
Gotcha.
Yeah. See, even that's the meal, a good criteria. 7 would be, if you're in the area and you're starving, okay, I guess. But 8, 9, 10, you're saying this is the pizza of all pizzas.
Right.
And you're just throwing 7 ones around willy-nilly?
Exactly.
How dare you?
Watch your ones.
How dare you?
Watch your ones.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to, I don't like hurt people.
Well, you hurt me.
Yeah.
I'm hurt.
I can see from here. He's hurt.
All right, well, we're going to bring you in for a pizza, as a pizza judge then, Debbie.
He is, he's a real nice guy. He's really, really nice. Him and his cameraman.
It's a very funny segment. Nice. I didn't want to like the segment because I just think everybody thinks they're a food reviewer.
Yeah, I know.
And I really didn't want to like the segment, but I really do like it. He does a good job with it.
Takes him forever to actually bite the pizza. Nice.
And it's never one bite.
No.
No.
No, it's never one bite. He'll eat the cheese and then he'll bite the crust. And if he can't make the decision, he'll bite it again. And if it's really good, he'll eat the whole thing.
Right. And then what was the last one he just did? He said it was too oily.
Was that the one that you told me? Anthony's.
Annie.
Yeah. Do you have that?
And that's the one that's the one that where I bit the pizza that he said it was oily.
And
I said, it's not oily. He just, he looked in the bucket, a little oily.
Yeah.
See, it's not oily. You're sweating on it.
Exactly.
That's my drool.
Yeah. When the cheese slides off. Really, it's oily.
Debbie.
The next time he comes in, he said he wants me to set up a bunch of pizza places that I want to go to.
All right, Debbie, we have to have you come in and then we'll have the tribe recommend some places you could recommend.
Nice.
That?
I'm working on it, but I told him I don't want to do it until the springtime. It's too cold. It's too. I never know.
She has to pick her season.
What a diva.
It's the off season for pizza right now.
What a diva you are!
Oh, she's the pizza queen now.
Exactly right.
All right, Uber Debbie. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
A pizza something.
No problem.
All right. Take care.
Who's the worst? It's the Jazz and AJ loser of the week.
Wow, first one of the decade. Who's gonna win? That's up to you. 1-877-764-2535. AJ?
You know what? I saw a story this morning. There was a guy who apparently exposed himself to a guy's daughter, and the guy beat the crap out of him. So I'm going to go with that guy, the exposer guy.
The exposer guy. The
exposer guy.
Okay.
Yep.
It's not often AJ comes to the defense of someone that's under the age of 18.
You don't do something to a child.
Right.
Exactly.
All right. Very good.
Yep.
Ashley?
I'm having a hard time thinking of one this week.
You do every week.
I know.
It's on the schedule every
it's
week,
so
Ashley.
Bad.
All right, my loser of the week is Ashley. Nominating Ashley.
Okay.
Listen, it was the
You've
holidays.
Been on the show for over 6 months.
It's New Year's.
And every Friday at 8:20 or somewhere thereabouts, we do loser of the week. And on the grid, it says around the room. So you should have someone.
Okay.
No one.
Not this week. I can't think of it. I can't think
not
of anybody.
Not this week. She only like, give week. Me 10 minutes. Not right. this week. I'm getting the week off. You right. had 2 weeks off, right. Ashley.
Yeah. Let me look around the internet.
Right.
Let me click on the news.
Just say exposure guy. Just steal it. Just right. jump in.
Yeah.
Just, exposure guy.
I agree with
just
AJ.
Second AJ every week.
Right. Right. There you go. See?
Perfect.
Phil?
I'm going to go with Kirby Yates. He's Kirby the head coach Yates. Of the Georgia Bulldogs. They won the Sugar Bowl over Baylor's big win. He's running out onto the field to celebrate, and here comes the Gatorade bath, right? So they dump the cooler on him,
yeah.
which is a tradition now. Like, this is a celebration. Everybody's
happy.
What's
been going on?
The
Everybody
coach,
knows this.
You got to know it's coming.
Right.
So he gets mad. He starts jumping up and down, stops running out onto the field, and how, turns around to yell at like whoever was like dumping the thing on him.
So the game was over.
He won. They won. They're going
right.
out onto the field to celebrate. He's
yeah.
leading the team.
That's the bath.
Out onto the field to celebrate with the team that was out on the field already. And here comes the Gatorade bath.
I saw Parcells yell at his players for dumping the Gatorade because the clock, there was still time on the clock.
Yeah.
That's different.
That's he's premature.
Years ago, one coach, he was older, but he died.
That's premature.
He
yes.
got pneumonia.
The shock.
He was an older guy.
Get out. At,
oh, look it up. It was an older coach. He was like in his 70s, whatever, and he died later on. Got pneumonia and died.
Get
from
out.
From Gatorade bath.
That was the one
no,
guy.
You know, stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with that coach, by the way.
George Allen.
We won. I make
Wait,
tons of money.
Georgia, this is real. A coach got doused with
yeah.
the Gatorade bucket and then got pneumonia and died.
Yeah, it's an urban legend.
And you shouldn't dump
legend.
Juice on old people.
There was that one. There was
That's
that,
not how you champion things.
There was that one person who dissolved like the witch in the West. Went, what have you done?
Yeah, George Allen. Yeah, he died from pneumonia from Gatorade.
They're from the East.
Yeah. Jesus. Look that one up.
Right.
Well, that's real. I remember that story.
Well, actually, they wrote Gatorade on an anvil and dropped it on him. That killed him.
The loser is the person that invented dumping Gatorade on people when we win.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Every time you dump Gatorade, Michael Jordan cries.
We win. Right. I get what it is. It's all the players like hate the coach. He's been yelling at them, making them nuts. At the end of the year, like, what can we do to him? Let's dump
well, cool
him off.
Right. Yeah.
So they probably did it as a trick, and he's like, oh, that's how we celebrate, pass it on.
Yeah, we're celebrating. Right.
Yeah, because
like
he's such an egomaniac. He's like,
yeah.
oh, they must do this because they love me.
It's like giving someone a wedgie. We're celebrating.
In George Allen, it was 1990. They dumped ice water on him. He died 6 weeks later.
You're
you
welcome.
You cannot get pneumonia from like a momentary dunk of water going
he
over
got
your head.
It. After a while, I was right. I've added to the
Six
show.
Weeks
no one
later.
Else has. I'm a champ.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Well, it's the first one of the decade.
Yay.
Boss Keith's top five.
Hello.
How are you?
You.
So,
hello.
What'd you do for New Year's? I saw you were at a concert.
I went to see the Strokes. It was a reunion show of the Strokes.
Wow.
And they played for 53 minutes, and that ticket was $200. That was a technical mistake on my part.
You really had me yourself, yes.
That seemed 50. Where are you going to go for $53 on New Year's Eve, though?
No. It was $200, and they played
for 53 minutes.
Yeah, the set was 53 minutes long.
He timed them. Yeah.
So I was a little disappointed in that, but I had a nice time.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
And I rang in the decade, and we're here, 2020.
Yes.
Right.
Which is a decade I never thought I'd make it to. So this is very exciting.
It's all plus right now.
So I came up with five New Year's resolutions, right? So these are my top five New Year's resolutions, but I've only picked one.
Remember the one that he was going to stop by and say hello every morning at 9:30-ish?
Yes. Yeah, I think that was in 2016.
That lasted three times.
No.
You came by three times.
No.
Three times.
I did it the whole month of January that year.
Not here.
I did.
Maybe the other side.
How many days were they off?
So the difference is that you're talking a lot, so I don't want to interrupt when you're talking.
So you'd wave in the window.
And I wave at Phil. Phil, tell him.
Yeah, I'd be like, what is the problem? What is going on? There's something wrong. He's like, no, I'm just saying hi. I'm like, yeah, Phil, but what's wrong?
Right. Phil didn't tell us that.
So you never do that.
The whole month of January that year. Now, that's difficult. I'm in there. I got stuff
you
to
got
do.
You got stuff to
you
do.
You drive by waving.
All right,
yes.
So these are the top five.
Right, so these are the five resolutions, and number one is the one I actually picked.
Okay.
So these are five that I came up with, but number one is
so
the one I picked.
So you're only going to do one,
yeah,
and
you
that's
can only
number
do
one.
So you workshopped five, and you chose a number
I did,
one.
Yeah. So the thing is, like, a lot of people have a number of resolutions. It's just setting yourself up for failure.
It is.
So I only pick one, but here's what I came up with.
All right.
So number five was learn a hobby. I have zero hobbies. I don't do anything besides like this and watch television.
You do, yeah.
So like AJ has his cars and Ashley has her Disney nonsense. You know, people cook, people ski. I literally don't have anything. So I thought this is a good one. And then I was trying to think, well, what do I like to do? Nothing. So I don't want to do anything.
That's a hobby for you. Yeah.
Well, would it be go to steakhouses? Is that a hobby?
That's not a hobby, though, no. Right?
It could be if you reviewed them.
On activity.
Like, you did like a YouTube thing.
Nobody's going to watch that. Just me yelling
just
about
steaks. Just listen to a guy listening to pizza for no reason.
And yet that's
right,
all
that
your Twitter
guy's a
is
phenomenon.
Anyway.
It's hard to become a phenomenon.
You can't list parenting as a hobby, can you?
Right, no, that's
you
not one. That, no. There isn't. Right. Like going to movies. I love going to movies, but that's not a hobby.
That
can
Everything's
be.
A hobby now. We're all lazy and terrible people.
Right. Right. You do that and make lists.
Right, make lists.
Top five lists.
Right.
A hobby. Right.
I guess
as
it's
a hobby,
sort of a
yes.
hobby. All right, number four was eat less hot dogs.
and you couldn't do it.
No.
You're like, nope, sorry.
So this is really the thing. I eat two hot dogs a week, every week. So I eat over 100 hot dogs a year. They say eating a hot dog is like smoking a pack of cigarettes. Something I should
get. One hot dog.
They're one hot dog is like smoking a pack of cigarettes for your body.
What, do you light them?
Yeah, no.
That doesn't sound right.
No, it's the science.
I'll smoke some meat.
I'm a doctor. So I said, I need to cut this down. I'll be 44 in June. I shouldn't be eating this many hot dogs. And I can't. I love hot dogs. And it's such an easy meal. And I get so hungry when
two
I get
hot
home.
Dogs
yeah, but just two doesn't sound bad. I know people that eat way more than two hot dogs in a sitting.
Every week, though. I eat over 100 hot dogs a year.
That's like every kid.
That's light.
Eats more
I mean,
than two
that
hot
is
dogs
a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah. Do you have a hot dog day? Light. You have two at the same time? Or
two at the same time. It's the meal. I have tater tots, hot dogs, and hard slices of cheese.
That's a Joey Chestnut Thursday.
Are you 8 years old? Yeah, I'll take
what
a photo.
What day is that? What day is hot dog
day? That was yesterday, actually. But it can be any day. I mix it up to keep myself on my toes.
The tater tots and shabby dinosaurs.
Now, is that just hot dogs or all link? Food. Like
it's the only link. I don't eat sausages, really. Mm. Or
no
kielbasa. No, just
they're the sound bite.
Do you like cook the hot dogs differently? Like we grill them one week?
I microwave them.
You microwave them?
You're just gross. You're just the gross lazy person.
Oh, man.
Number four, don't be
somewhere
lazy.
And have them. We have the best hot dogs in Canada.
And we know you're busy, but you have time to boil. You know
what I mean? Go to Georgetown, man.
Number three. Number three is the one I come up with every year and I never do. It's be more present. So less time with the phone, less time with screens, but Instagram and Twitter are too interesting. So it's just never going to happen. It would be a lie if I said I was going to do
this.
It would be a lie.
Yes.
No. So not worth it.
You don't even say hi to people in the hallway because you're too in the face. You're just like, meh.
Yeah, I got things to look at.
I was gonna
how are you going to get your likes if I'm not on Instagram on the way to the bathroom?
I'll heart a picture of you later. I can't look at you now.
I definitely was at the urinal on my phone the other day, and Lappy came in and he goes, really, even in here? And I go, yeah.
Yeah, but Lappy was taking a picture at the same time. So.
Number two. Don't stress about the time. I'm very concerned with time, the concept of time, maximizing my time, getting to places on time. Like when I'm in traffic, I'm mental about the time. I'm going to try to chill about the time. Impossible to do. It's been too long.
I'm not sure if it was your birthday or someone else's birthday, but we were in Boston. There was all of us. Big group of people.
Right.
And this guy's watching the clock like, okay, it's been 20 minutes. We all need to leave right now and go to the next place.
Right.
I'm like, I just ordered a beer.
A time
that's
knot
it. Either. Everyone's got to go. Let's go. We got to go.
The time knots.
We're on a schedule.
Right. It's not fun being with me. Like, going out with me is not fun because we are definitely on a schedule at all times.
Yeah, but you don't miss stuff. That's good.
We don't miss anything.
I appreciate that more. I don't like being later. The guy who's like, no, we'll go later. Like, you're a little
there's never later. It's always now.
Yeah, let's go.
So the one I came up with, my number one New Year's resolution for 2020, is I'm going to do 100 push-ups a day. Swear to God. And I figured out how I'm going to do it. So I'm going to do...
In one shot?
No, impossible.
24
you thought
hours.
This was easier than not having two hot dogs a week
for 24 hours.
Wow. Oh
so I'm going to do... I wake up at 6 a.m. every morning. So I'm going to do 20 at 6 a.m., I'm going to do 20 at 9 a.m.
No, you're not.
I'm going to do 20 at noon. I'm going to do 20 when I get home. And then I'm going to do 20 before bed. till I get stronger, and then I'll do 50 in the morning and 50 at night.
Can we take a video of this?
You're going to do 20 that one time and quit.
Well, I was supposed
You're going
to
do 8, say it was 20, and then quit and have 2 hot dogs.
I was supposed to start it yesterday, right? New Year's resolution.
Right.
But then I read an article that says you don't have to start them till January 6th. So I'm good.
Who wrote this article?
I don't know. It was a whole article.
It's in your handwriting.
January 6th is when the resolutions are supposed to start.
You went back to not being president. I read an article online about how I can cheat already.
So that's it. 100 push-ups starting Monday.
Good luck.
Yes.
Yeah, good luck.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.